This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rarely do I ask this. I'm going to want the open plate again later on in the show. Did anybody notice a little Easter egg that was dropped in there by Owen? Did you hear the open?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a little Easter egg in there for everybody.
What's that?
I will tell you, maybe it's 7. Maybe it's 6:40.
Maybe in April.
Maybe at 8. Yeah. Oh, 8's a great time for it. You want to do that at 8?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not now?
Because I want to talk about the Guardians taking on the Detroit Tigers. This is what I want to talk about with you. I'd like to discuss it with you right now. Because we're playing the Detroit Tigers. And you know, one team is fighting for its life altogether. The other team is going to the postseason. Is in the postseason. And we'll be hosting the Detroit Tigers coming up this Saturday at 1 o'clock. It's going to be a fun time for everybody involved. I think so. Do you... The Tigers won yesterday... They pushed the Astros out. It's the first time in 7 years the Astros haven't been in the ALCS. That's a hell of a streak altogether.
Since it was the Indians and the Blue Jays.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So a lot of people hate the Astros, and with good reason. They're tired of hearing about them and all the other stuff, and obviously with the cheating and everything like that. You know, and we pick and we choose. I understand that. We don't need to re-go over that. I do feel a little different now playing the Tigers because it was a team that... It was a team that I thought was like, oh man, they're gonna be trouble coming up in a couple years or next year or the year after that. I didn't think you'd play them in the postseason this year, and I gotta tell you, I got used to the idea not really hating Detroit. Did you ever hate the Tigers or hate Detroit?
Yeah, I did. You know, really, when the Illich situation where they were outspending. Everybody, that's when I was annoyed with them because they were doing everything they could to try to win. Yeah. So I was always monitoring like the off-season moves. And, you know, it was like, man, they're not the Yankees, but they're willing to spend money. So I think it's at that point. But that sense gone away. I mean, outside of, you know, hey, they're in our division. You're supposed to hate the teams in our division. We've had those conversations before. That doesn't really register in baseball these days.
Do you hate anybody in the division?
No,
I don't like the White Sox. I've really disliked the White Sox.
I told you that with the way that I watch the sport these days, it's a lot more passive than the other sports. Like I told you, in the NBA, the whole league is about hating the other teams, the players, the coaches, everybody.
It's a player.
They're announcers.
Ball. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Football. The way we monitor the sport is just different. So there seems like there's winners and losers and everything. Baseball, as a Guardians fan, I'm more passive than I think like the diehards and the gatekeepers that we talk about all the time in baseball. So I don't really have that contempt the way I did like when I was a kid.
I guess I feel the same way in a lot of ways. I really dislike the White Sox. Everything about it, man. It's just I just don't like them, and I can't really put a finger on why. If I really try to explore, I think it might just become a little bit too deep in the minutia to care because we're getting ready to play the Tigers. The Royals, maybe like the Royals, just because of the whole Bobby Witt thing. But you gotta clear another opponent to get to the Royals. So you know, hopefully we get to talk to them at another juncture. The Yankees, that's easy, but they're not in the division.
What's the Bobby Witt thing?
Just because he's younger and he's really, really good, and it's like we have our star, they have their star. It's a comparable thing. Maybe John Sherman. Like, you feel me reaching here already, right? With the Royals?
Yeah, I've never heard you say anything
in the
history of the show about Bobby Witt and the Royals.
I haven't really had a reason to. Have I ever had a reason to come in here and go, you know, I really hate
this could
that
be
freaking
a new bit.
Bobby Witt
things
Jr.
Ken hates that I've never seen him or heard him hate before, because
that would
be one of them.
We are different people. There's things I hate that I don't tell you about.
That's what I mean. I'd love to explore that a little more. Maybe set a topic aside. Things I've never heard Ken mention or reference that he has this disdain for. Because that's it. If you could keep that bottled up, that's amazing.
But I don't hate Bobby Witt. I told you I'm reaching here. I don't hate Bobby Witt
or
the Royals.
So you mentioned something while you were talking about hating the Royals that you don't even believe.
I said maybe. I said I could see myself in the future hating the Royals. I don't hate them now. I'm not feigning hate.
Okay.
Golly, it's 6:08 in the morning. You're busting my ass already. Jesus.
You said it. I'm sitting here reacting.
Lord Almighty in heaven.
I was interested in that. I was like, damn, what did Ken have something buried deep within about Bobby Witt that I didn't know about? And what else is in there? What else can we chip away at?
I guess we're going to have to, little by little, you're going to have to do it, because I can't think of things off the top of my head that I haven't told you I hate already.
But yeah, I think we're on the same page.
I don't hate Bobby Witt or the Royals. Maybe I will, but I said that was a reach. Anyway, real quick, I don't hate the Twins. The closest thing I hate is the White Sox right now. And it's easy to just not care about them because they're terrible. I remember hating the Tigers vividly for all the same reasons you just said. So... Is there? Well, I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were going to say something.
No, but I don't feel that with our team. I've been so focused on us and overachieving the whole year, and then holding on, right?
Yeah.
After we built that lead and making sure, man, is this going to fall apart at any point? And you know, there were some nervous,
it was touch and go,
anxious moments, but then they came out on the other side of it. And so I've been so deep into that like we thought maybe we'd be scoreboard watching when it got down to two. At one point, and then they kind of took care of business. So it wasn't even one of those things where we were like holding watch parties to make sure other teams lost. I mean, at the very end, even we were wondering if we had a chance at the one seed, and then we kind of didn't really go for the one seed. We didn't go as all out as I think that we were anticipating.
Owen was agitated.
Some of us sitting in my chair did not want us to do. I mean, I still can't believe they didn't go for it, but hey, it's three AL Central teams in the Final Four, so maybe we're okay right
and
now.
And we were 7-6. Was that this year?
Yeah, 7-6 against the Tigers.
Well, would you rather have played, real quick
we're
aside.
We're 1-4 against the Astros.
Let's stop in a driveway real quick. Would you rather play the Royals coming up Saturday or the Tigers?
The Royals or the Tigers? Probably right now the Royals, right?
Yeah, the Royals.
Just because... And
the Royals kind of back.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Royals for sure, especially with them not scoring much.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So now we got
they have the best player out of
the
two teams.
Team. Yeah.
I'll tell you, this makes it.
And Bobby Witt, the guy you hate.
And the guy you despise. No, I do think this is.
The visceral loathing of Bobby Witt.
I think this adds.
Grip my teeth every time I see him.
Even though I don't think nationally anybody's going to care about this series, I think locally here, this adds more juice to it. Because we see this team. It's not like they're going away. Like the Astros, you know, we played them 5 times this year. With this team, like the minute you get eliminated, man, whoever loses this series is going to be staring at an AL Central team that is celebrating either in their park or the opposite one, and you're going to be going nuts, and that will stick with you throughout the offseason.
I kind of got used to the idea of not hating Detroit. In fact, kind of liking Detroit. Like, they're my nice neighbor up around the corner there of the lake. We all live on a lake, And they are around the corner there on the other side of the lake, and we wave to each other
like
and say
you come
hi.
Out, yeah, you drink your coffee in the morning and go, hi, Tigers.
I got my coffee. The entire city, like when they, when
Cabrera, I think on a certain day your voice does carry.
Yeah,
so you can hear Detroit
in the early
people
morning,
talking.
Yeah, in the early morning. You got to be careful. Like if you guys are having a fight, you got to be like, shh.
Yeah, they're going to hear you.
Jesus, they're going to hear you. You have the Tigers, which are the Tigers. They've been whatever for the last decade. But you remember J.D. Martinez and... You know, when Victor ended up being there, and when you had Miguel Cabrera, and when Verlander first started and making noises like this, and da-da-da. And then I've never really had anything against the Red Wings. I'm not a, you know, everybody knows how I feel about Columbus, so I'm not really. Steve Yzerman was pretty cool, and that whole thing. The Pistons really aren't worth thinking about, and at least not yet. We had some fun with the Pistons back in the day. Oh, yeah, they do. They have JB, which we, oddly enough, play in our home opener.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then...
Now, you guys all do cheer for the same college team, mostly, in Michigan.
I do not cheer for Michigan, and I do not cheer for Michigan State. I have nothing against those schools. That's the difference. Thank you very much.
The one thing you do have in common...
I hate Ohio State.
You all hate Ohio State.
It is close to Hillsdale College, and I know that you've aligned yourself more and more with their values...
Coming up next month.
...over the last 4 years. Anyway... So it's closer there, and who am I missing? Oh, yeah, people like the Lions. Don't you like the Lions?
Yeah, you know what? That is...
You don't like the Lions?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I think people kind of like the Lions around here. Yeah, what's that all about? What, you secretly hate the Lions?
I just don't care. Is
it the GLC?
I have a team that I love and a team that I support. So...
Well, okay, it's I understand that, but it's like, well, I mean, the Lions aren't bad. Ain't no one got a problem with the Lions. Maybe I'm wrong. Mitch, do you have a problem? Well, Mitch likes every team.
Well, they're not in our way. The Lions aren't in our way or anything.
No. Their coach is fun.
Unless you don't like that, you know, they haven't won a Super Bowl. They haven't been to a Super Bowl. And so if they do get to a Super Bowl, now we're the team.
Right. Like, my whole thing was people were rooting for a Browns. Like, when we both made the playoffs last year, they were like, what, it would be great if it was a Browns-Lions Super Bowl. No, it wouldn't. I don't want to hate the Lions.
I do remember people
if
saying
that,
if we
lose, I don't want to hate the Lions. Because before, like, the whole story was, Lima and I got home from school when we didn't know each other. We watched the Cubs, and then we'd watch the Indians. And then I obviously have never felt the same way about the Cubs ever since 2016. I still haven't felt the same way about the Braves, or Marlins, for that matter. So I knew I'd feel some reaction there. But I have not hated the Tigers for 10 years.
Since Jim Leland.
Since Jim Leland. And even he, like, looking back on it, it's kind of cool. And Miguel Cabrera, towards the end of his career, I'm like, hey, Miguel Cabrera is a hell of a player. Future Hall of Famer, great. And there's a lot, but it feels like there's a lot on the line here now. Because it's been a great season. You want to go further. Tanner Bibee's going to start on Saturday. I have a lot of confidence in him. They have Tarek Skubal, and then they basically have a cavalcade of whatever, so I kind of like our rotation a little bit better than what they have. They've had some guys banged up. Our lineup, you know, that can be an either-or. Bullpen's fantastic here. So, I mean, 2 out of 3, I kind of like it. I'm kind of down with the cause.
Do you approach something like this where, like, the Tigers, everybody's talking about just how red-hot the Tigers are. Does part of you, I know baseball's all about getting hot at the right time, they're hot, it's the right time, that they're due. They're due now to kind of have a setback. Like,
yes.
How long can they possibly keep this going?
The cooling period's got to be here soon.
Right. Is it this weekend? And now, you know, we have some time off before Saturday's game one.
The 2 days off make me feel a little better.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Because it's like, all right, cool down a little bit. Yeah. Just cool your jets here just a little bit.
We went 7-6 against them. I feel better that one of those losses was Scott Barlow. He's not on the team.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
One of those losses was Spencer Howard in like an opener
thing.
Oh,
man.
He's not on the team. One of those losses was Carlos Carrasco. The other one was Gavin Williams. Bibee had a loss as well.
And we're going to see right now, would the projection be Skubal in game 2 and game 5?
They haven't put it out there yet. I would suppose that.
That's an interesting setup because obviously you're the underdog in the games that he pitches. So game one, vitally important. You can't lose game one and then be staring at that dude in game two the way that he has pitched this year.
Boy, that would be terrible.
So game one, you want to talk about big moment for this team and their entire road to the World Series kind of hanging in the balance. Like, it gets real very fast. It's not like we'll ease it. Best of seven with LeBron. We'll ease into this series. No, there is no easing into this at all. You kind of have to. Is it a must win game one on Saturday, Kenny?
They're all must win, though. All right. I got to figure out something else I hate to tell you. Keep it a secret coming up later on. And I want to play that open later because there's definitely an Easter egg in there that Owen just popped in there. And I want to let everybody know I appreciate you for it, my friend.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.